We're on sim and pay.
I in Zion.
Sifai and Zion. Continuation of making an oil. Tense. Right, so for oil, dahinu gag hamal, an oil which is a roof that goes over something. Even if the only reason why you make the roof or an awning is to protect you from the sun, or because of the rain, like an umbrella, which we'll get to. Bikadaima and similar things, like for bugs, etc. Vafilu hu, even if it's just temporary, and mu tefach al tefach, if it's a tefach by a tefach, perum tefach, with the height of a tefach. Now, that doesn't mean the actual umbrella has the height of a tefach, meaning it means that there's a space in between whatever it's covering and the cover, meaning you need to have at least a tefach of space in order for it to be a tent. So also lasoisa, you're not allowed to make that on Shabbos. So then you get into shlaks on the sukkah, like we discussed yesterday, umbrellas and awnings, etc. So none of those are allowed. V'lochein arisa shel tinok, so you have a crib of a child, you put some wood over the crib, and then you spread out a sheet over these pieces of wood. So also liver size of Shabbos, you cannot spread it out on Shabbos and Yontif, unless it was at least a tefach covered from before Shabbos. To add on to an oilaray is mutter. Right? If the wood is close to each other, less than three tefachim, meaning that's lavud, and then that itself is oil, and then since it's that oil was there from before Shabbos, then you could spread a sheet on it. Anything that's within three tefachim is considered closed. And it's mutter to spread a sheet over it. So you have a box that its cover is not connected to it with hinges. Meaning, if it's with hinges, so then you open and close a box, it's no problem. You're not building anything because it's meant to be like that. Also, litla misham, then you're not allowed to take the cover from there. Misham davi sois or oil, because then that means you're knocking down an oil. And you also can't cover it because you're making an oil. Even though that cover is meant to cover over this box, still not allowed. And let's say you have a barrel that's open and you're putting a table on top of it, you're putting a piece of wood on top of it to make a table. You should take the open barrel part and face down. So then you're not creating an oil on top of it. So you maintain a sadaf ala tzara pasuch, because if you put the daf on the open side, then harehu isahel, then you made it into an oil. Meaning the boards of the barrel that's open will be the walls, and then you're covering that over. Now this comes up a lot also when the kids like to make tents on Shabbos. So how do you do that? So the kids of Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to differentiate. It just says if you spread something out over something with walls, then you have a problem. But the Mishnah Brura says that that's only when the walls are there first. But if you put the walls afterwards, then it's not a problem. So meaning, so if you spread out the oil and then you put the walls, then you're okay. All right. So therefore,
Yes.
So. Meaning, if you tell the kids want to make a tent, so what they do is they spread out the roof of the tent first, then they put the walls, then they're going to be okay. Fine. Ayin test, pia ashan. If you have the mouth of that's a literal translation, but like a vent. If it's on the side, that the cover is like adding on a mechitza, so then it's mutter too to cover it. Because it's on the side, I will. But if it's on top, also it's also to cover it. The because again, you're making an oil. But if The door of the Barzal revolves on hinges. Mutar listan boy, it's mutar to cover the kivan shu kavua shom, since it's set there. Havalei b'kedelas hasevavas al tzirim. It's like a door that goes around on tzirim. I am pri begadim eshel avram sifkat and zayin. Phoenix again. As long as it's meant to be like that and has hinges, then it's fine. Hey, beged shashaitan. If you have a beged that's spread over a barrel to cover it, so if the chavas is not so full, so now there's going to be a space. Because if it's full, there's no space. Remember, we said in order to have an oil, in order to make a tent, you have to have a space. So since it's not full, there's a space of a tefach. Then you should not cover it all the way for some oil, because of oil. You leave part of it open, so that leaves you're not fully covering it. Pay aleph kol mechitza oil shasurun lasoise, any mechitza or oil that it's also to do, and we'll also, if you did it asurun lasoise, then you can't take it down. Mishum davi soiser oil, because now you're knocking down an oil. So you not only are you not allowed to build an oil, but if there was an oil there, then you're not allowed to knock it down either. Pei beis also lasis michse ha'asli lahagim b'nei acham b'nei akshama. You're not allowed to make a cover that's going to protect you from rain or from the sun. Shekarim shirim, which means is a umbrella. B'nei shu oisa oil, because that's making an oil. That's the makar for why we don't use umbrellas. Even if the umbrella is open before Shabbos, the place can say you still can't use an umbrella. Pei gimel kelim shem shel prakim tchuvim zebazef. If you have utensils that are made of different parts that are stuck into each other, so you're allowed to take them apart. So v'nifridu, and then they separated. Im darkum liyas tamid refuyim, if they're always loose, meaning you don't care if the part that's that if it's loose, it doesn't bother you. What to lachzirum kach, then you can put it back. But you can't make them tight. Avalim darkam liyos mu darkam b'chayzer. But if it's the derech that it should be very tight. Also lachzirum afilu berfi. And then you can't even put it back even loose, because we're afraid you're going to make it tight. V'cheinim hem mechubarim al yidei chritzim. And if it's connected with screws, kivan shadarkam liyos mu darkam b'chayzer. Since it's the derech for them to be very tight, im hem prudim also lachamra afilu berfi. And if they're separated, then it's also to attach them even if they're loose. Ach, kisa kelim, but covers of kelim, right? Like bottle caps, etc. Mutter lasirim, so it's mutter to take them away, v'chein l'chabram, and also to attach them, because that's what they're meant to do. Kimon she'en ha'nasuyin l'kiyam, rak l'paischon l'sas m'tad. There's meant to open it and close it. Now those are bottle caps that you that's already pre-opened and pre-closed, but not. If they're not, if you're breaking off the cap in the first place. Pei dalet machbesh, which is a press, as it says in parentheses. V'hein shnei luchazel zeh, it's two boards, one on top of the other. V'kavshem b'neim, and what you do is you press them together. Ima machbesh hu shel bale bayis, if it belongs to the bale bayis, meaning it's not something that's so strong, but the pascha lekachas lebegadim lezarech Shabbos, and you're allowed to open it to take the begadim for Shabbos and Yom Tov. But you can't press them down if you should lezarech chol, because that's tzarech chol. You shouldn't be pressing clothing on Shabbos. But that's all if it's made from a balabayas, so it's not so official. But if it belongs to cleaners, also leptayach, you can't even open it. To keep it muhudak, since it's very tight, so then opening it is like you're destroying it. But even if it's open when it was still day, meaning it was Friday, it was open. Also Shabbos, you can't even take the begadim from there on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because we're afraid you're going to come to open it. So, okay, this is also not so negaya to us with these presses. But some pay, hey, safsal shenishmat. This could come up sometimes. You have a chair that one of its legs became loose. Also lachziroi, you can't put it back. Not only can't you put the leg back, you can't even lean it on another Bench, L-A-M-K-E-N, Kfar Yashav Alav Kach, unless it's already, you already sat on it that way. Al-Mutala, meaning if you've already established this is a normal thing for you to do, then it's fine. Al-Mutala, Neil Tafal of Safsalam, but it's, you're allowed to put a piece of board on top of benches. Oil Chatichas, say it's more pieces of wood. Do you know the old way to make a bench? You take two solid pieces of wood or bricks and you lay a piece of wood across it. Or a piece of wood that you prepared from Erev Shabbos for it. Hey, Vav. Kli Amoira es Hashas. So if you have a clock, it's basically it teaches you the hours. That's a literal translation. Afilu Shadayin Hoylach, even if it's still moving, Asa La'aricha b'Shabbos Yondash Lo, you can't wind it on Shabbos so that it doesn't stop working. Right. But on Yom Tov Sheni, when it's a Drabbanan, you could be making Kozman Shadayin Hoylach as long as it's still going. La'aricha L'tzorech Hayom, to set it for that, for Tzorech Hayom. Ava Lo L'tzorech Yom Shel Achara, but not for the next day, meaning if you need it for second day Yom Tov, then you'd be allowed to. But for a chayli, you're allowed to be matir b'chol inyan in all situations. If you can't easily find a guy, so this is, I mean, you have watches like this nowadays, but this is more nageya to what do you call it? What's the type of watches that work? The kinetic watches. That Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach paskens, you're allowed to wear on Shabbos, even though every time you move it, it's going to extend the battery, the time, the running life. But he says that's fine because you're allowed to continue something that's already continuing. So why, I don't know what he would say. Can you wind it yourself when it's still going? I'm not sure how he would say about that one. Okay, we will stop there. And everybody should have a fine night. Surah Tavis.